Good afternoon, evening, morning, day, night, whatever it is, wherever you are. This is VR Podcasting, Paul Hopkins. Wanted to pick up today on some stuff that our money blog was saying. He's good, you know. Pick up and follow him, I would recommend. Says a really good... You know when someone articulates something, but they do it in a way that is engaging and... still leaves you with an input that you can have yourself. And when an input is invited, as it has been with him, as a response or whatever, as a response is input has been invited to what he said, and I'll get onto that in a minute, you actually believe him. You know, he actually does want to hear what you've got to say. Obviously, very eloquently put, he was talking basically about the failure of Audio Boo yesterday, and I wasn't going to overly comment on it because I wasn't really sure whether... to really say some of the things that actually Omniblog ended up saying, and I didn't feel overly qualified to say it. But one of the things that, or a few of the things that stuck out for me that he did say was that when a crisis happens, you can actually make good on it, really, and you can come out being the person that is. Or the brand or the company that is actually more trusted in the future because you dealt with a crisis really well. Now, I know in my own work we have to have contingency planning and things like that. But we also, contingency planning is quite robust. But often what contingency planning doesn't do is sort of tell you really things like that the more you foster a relationship with your customer, then that if something does go wrong, that relationship will hold up, usually will hold up your reputation. But it's still what you do within that situation that rectifies. So, you know, if you miss a deadline, what are you going to do about that? You know, at the very least you would phone up and say, hey, you know, we missed a deadline with a batch of this or one of those or whatever. And then the customer usually says, well, look, it's fine, you know, and they're so chuffed that you phoned up and told them. The worst thing in the world is when they find out, oh my gosh, you know, you've missed a deadline. You didn't tell us. Why didn't you tell us? Well, then you start having to play on the back foot. He talked about the silence really of Audio Boo in terms of, I know there were some tweets, but I definitely would have been the guy who would have been on Audio Boo if I was either a director or whatever, saying, look, you know, and explaining the situation. There's a whole psychology behind this, and it's a similar psychology, I think, to what happens if there's a disaster. You know, people get the opportunity to talk about it to someone who knows about the situation, who can reassure, who can bring people together, who can unite people. Now, of course, we're not talking about a disaster. We're talking about Audio Boo going down for a day. You know, it's not good, but it's not a disaster. You know, it's one of those. I'll come on to that a bit more in a minute. But I think it would definitely been the right thing to have actually spoken up really and said, hi, this is what's going on. And given just some information really that people could say, yeah, fair enough. And actually then what would have happened perhaps is that pressure would have been less on the boys in behind the scenes who were actually desperately trying to get this thing together, who may themselves have thought, you know what, if there was a statement being made, you know, rather than, oh, I've got possibly that happened, you know, I've got to put out a statement as well as try and fix the problem. It might have been nicer to take the pressure off them a little bit on the behind the scenes end, just by making a statement, and then that would have been fine. Yeah, you don't have to. You know, some people take the view that, well, nothing was and there was nothing to say, so therefore, why say anything? I don't take that view. I think that there is something to say, and it would have been, as Amani Blog said, a good opportunity to heal some stuff there. As healing is a big word to use, but you know what I mean, to mend some fences. And I think there are some elements there that people might say that Audio Boo could have taken the opportunity to do. But yeah, it, It does that. It's that whole thing. I'm very, very interested in psychology behind sort of customer services and marketing and business and the way business is run and all the rest of it. I am one of those that tries to develop and foster a sort of a positive marketing. You know, there's a negative side of marketing and psychology there that basically all you're doing, or the reason that you satisfying people's wants and needs, you know, just in a cynical way because you want to sell as much product as possible. I think that's all I wanted to say on that element of it. But what it did for me was made me realize a few things. Was one, that I was comparing Audioboo perhaps to other services that I have, where we're increasingly relying on cloud backup and cloud, playing stuff from the cloud. I have several hundred boos now upon Audioboo, and a lot of those are treasured things to me. They're not just stuff that I just feel like saying. You know, they're things that represent bits of my life now, and they're shrouded in not the life itself, but the memories are there in audio form. We don't have physical keepsakes anymore, it seems. You know, we tend to sort of, my stuff's up there somewhere, it's on a DNS or a thing, or I don't have a clue even where it is. It's up there somewhere, and as far as I know, it's secure and all the rest of it. I'm not questioning that, but I'm just saying that, you know, I don't have a physical thing. I don't have photos, I don't have CDs even, you know, and I'm actually going through a process at the moment where I'm trying to sort of put some of my physical things like mini discs and what's on my mini discs onto my hard drive, either on my computer and what will be my backup drive. But we just don't. We take it for granted. This service is here so often, all the time, it works, blah, blah, blah. And then suddenly, bang, it's gone. And you think, oh, hang on a minute. I can no longer access all those memories. And you have to trust that they're there somewhere. And they have been. So that, again, drills down into the contingency plan that Audioboo would have, I'm sure. But my point being, as it is, you know, that actually we don't, so often we, you know, this, we don't have this physical, we don't have these physical keepsakes anymore. We necessarily have them stored away digitally. So what it made me think of was, yeah, I definitely need to think about backing that up really somehow, and there's not an easy way to do it, I don't think, currently with Audioboo. When there's even made me question things like, well, I've got stuff on Dropbox as well, and all these different areas where I've keep stuff, Facebook, you know, lots and lots of places where you keep stuff that is actually in some elements, in some respects, it's in the DNA of the platform that you're using. I don't even know if it's possible, for example, to save your own tweets. I don't know that that's possible, or pay for some kind of service that keeps it all securely and safely and in a sort of a contingent state, you know, so that if anything happens, you can get back to it. So yeah, that and just the fact that, you know, how much do we rely on this stuff, and is it the right thing to do? You know, if all had gone, you know, and we'd have lost everything that we ever put up on the boo, would it really have mattered? What about the psychology that sort of is our addiction almost, to our total reliance on this sort of stuff? And how long do we, you know, when do we ever sort of say, well, actually, I don't really going to use my phone today, I'm just going to put it somewhere and forget about it? And I think if we have to consciously make that effort, then maybe we should be thinking, well, have we gone too far with this? You know, are the days when we should just say, do you know, I don't actually need it. It's not the be-all and end-all. It doesn't need to be the be-all and end-all. It's a bit like watching telly, isn't it? It's like, you know, are there other things we can be doing? When we talk about being a community, you know, are there other things we could do? Is it once a week we could go out and, you know, go to a homeless shelter or whatever? And, I talked about this at the end of last year, for myself, and it's something that I'm going to be sort of looking more at doing probably next year now, just because this year has been so eventful. But this isn't about me as such, but it does make one reflect, really, you know, and if it's not Audioboo, the network that you even have all this stuff on could so easily, you know, the ability, if you will, to get you from your phone, your house, wherever to a service can so easily be compromised. And I've heard that people say it's, you know, it's like research is saying that, you know, it's almost like people having, you know, when their love isn't there anymore, you know, if they lose a loved one, or if they lose or if a person is not present for some time, for some reason, you know, that the withdrawal symptoms are similar to that. So it's definitely food for thought, and not really stuff that I was planning on sharing, but for Amoni Blog's take on it. I listened to Sassy Cat and a few others as well, and that was interesting. She took a different angle, but slightly different angle. But really, yeah, I found it all really rather interesting, and I hope that, well, it's not a relay. I mean, I haven't been passed the baton in any way, but I've taken it up to sort of add my own comments. And if anyone feels interested enough to counter comment or whatever, then by all means, please do. But yeah, I mean, I think it's worth saying at the end of this, you know, maybe I should have said it at the beginning, but you know, congratulations to Audioboo for actually getting it sorted out, and for the guys there that would have been working tirelessly, I'm sure, to sort of get it all up and running again. And I'm sure that they'll be having meetings and thoughts about how they could, you know, back stuff up. But even things like making things quite easy for us to download in bulk might be useful. But yeah, I don't know. But I'm sure that there are things that will come out of subsequent sort of investigations, if that's not too strong a word, into what happened, what can be learned, and all the rest of it. So congratulations, guys, on getting it all back up and running. We do appreciate that, and you, and I will speak to you all soon. Bye bye.